This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Interesting as to what's unfolding in the country today, isn't it? Per our show yesterday, the hypocrisies, folks, are up into the heavens today. The ignorant are alive and well, let me tell you. You know, it's interesting that when Barack Hussein Obama was in office doing the same exact things that you're seeing the present administration doing, the right, as they call themselves, were there raising up their voices to condemn the likes of Barack Hussein Obama. And I'm not getting caught up into this left-right paradigm. I'm not that foolish. But it's interesting how they wanted to have their voices heard. They wanted to make sure everybody knew that Barack Hussein Obama was a criminal. And he was and is. No question about it. But when their guy that has their favorite jersey on does the same exact thing, guess what they revert to, friends? Blaming Barack Obama. I get a little bit of an eye-opener for you today. Barack Obama is not the president of the United States any longer. I know that's hard for you to swallow. But the fact of the matter is, it's now your man doing it, and you're still blaming the likes of Barack Hussein Obama. You sound like a bunch of little kids fighting with your family. Brothers fighting with their sisters, or brothers fighting with their brothers. I mean, that's just how immature these people are. Now, yesterday I took the time, I wrote an article back in August of 2019, and it was titled on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Rod Blagojevich was prosecuted unfairly. This is what Trump said. A revelation of the mind and heart of this president, and it is not good. Well, most people didn't realize what he was being pardoned for. Remember, President Trump said back in August that he was strongly considering commuting the 14-year prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who was convicted of 18 crimes, including attempted extortion from campaign contributors, corrupt solicitation of funds, wire fraud, and lying to federal investigators. And most notably, Blagojevich was found guilty of trying to sell President Obama's vacated Senate seat for personal gain. That's a crime, by the way. All of them are. Okay. And then yesterday I took the time to kind of highlight them and gloss over them real quickly for you to understand that you might understand the severity of Blagojevich's crimes. Well, here, I got something for you today. I was just really curious because it wasn't just Blagojevich that was granted clemency. It was actually 11 other people. And, of course, you can rest assured they put Blagojevich up in the front as a smokescreen so you wouldn't pay attention to the 11 that were behind him that were also granted clemency. Interesting, friends, that fake news CNN advertently telling you the truth today. Trump just granted clemency to 11 people. Do you know who they are? Well, outside of Blagojevich, Eddie DeBartolo, Jr., Trump granted clemency to former San Francisco 49ers team owner Eddie DeBartolo. He pleaded guilty in 1998 to failing to report a felony in a bribery case, which led to former Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards getting sent to federal prison. Eddie here did not serve any jail time, but he agreed to pay up to $1 million in fines. He also relinquished ownership of the 49ers to his sister, Denise York. What a punishment. Well, folks, I'm waiting for someone to tell me that these people don't act as if they're above the law. And again, the only reason they act as if they're above the law is because the American people let them do it. Number three is Michael Milken. Trump granted a pardon to legendary 1980s junk bond king Michael Milken, who served 22 months of a 10-year prison sentence for violating security laws and has since become a prominent philanthropist. That's his front. You can rest assured. That's only his front, okay? The fourth one, Bernie Kerik. Trump pardoned former New York Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik, who once served 3 years in federal prison for charges including tax fraud and lying to officials. Kerik was nominated as Homeland Security Secretary by President George W. Bush, but withdrew from consideration due to potential tax violations. Ariel Friedler. Number five, Trump issued a pardon to Mr. Friedler, a software entrepreneur who pleaded guilty to conspiracy to access a protected computer without authorization and served 2 months in prison, according to a White House statement. Okay. Number six, Paul Pogue. Trump granted clemency to Paul Pogue, owner of a construction company and Republican political donor, who was sentenced to 3 years of probation for underpaying his taxes by approximately 10 years or 10% of a 3-year period. Number seven, David Safavian. Trump pardoned Mr. Safavian, a former Republican lobbyist and a lawyer who served as an official in President George Washington, George W. Bush's administration. He was sentenced to 1 year in prison in 2009 for obstruction, an investigation making false statements in connection to a former lobbyist, Jack Abramoff, during his time at the General Services Administration. Number eight, Angela Stanton. The president's pardoned Angela Stanton, an author, television personality, and motivational speaker, for her involvement in a stolen vehicle ring in 2007, for which she served 6 months of home confinement. Man, I'll tell you what, if this was anybody else, they'd be in jail for a long time, wouldn't they, friends? Are you getting sick of the impartialities and justice? Because it's not justice, friends. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. Number nine, Tenise Nicole Hall. Trump commuted the sentence of Tenise Hall after she served almost 14 years for drug-related charges. Hall was convicted on charges to distribute, possess, and manufacture crack cocaine, as well as possession of firearms. Hey, folks, it's the same thing the Clintons were doing in Mena, Arkansas. People haven't figured out yet that these are the same people, just in different coats of color and coats of wear, that are pushing the global agenda forward. They're protecting their own. Mr. Trump is not draining the swamp, friends. He's filling the swamp. And how many times have I shared with you on this radio show that, folks, people will say the opposite of true concerning the false prophets of the day? What's happening? Is a prosecutor being sent in to prosecute these people? No. He's doing just the exact opposite by freeing criminals that have been prosecuted. I got a couple more to go, and I feel it's worthy to share with you the information concerning how CNN fake news, well, inadvertently just told you the truth. Trump granting clemency to 11 people that you didn't hear about outside of Rod Blagojevich. We'll come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, or you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just highlighting the fact that Donald Trump did not only commute or grant clemency to that of Rod Blagojevich, but it's interesting to note that we're highlighting the other 11 that you never heard of, friends. I believe that Rod's probably just a smokescreen, so you do not pick up on the others that he did pardon. Here, let me get to the last two here, friends. Crystal Menaz. Trump commuted the sentences of Crystal, who served 12 years in prison for marijuana-related charges. Wow, what's the interest here, man? In 2008, Menaz was found guilty and sentenced to conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute marijuana. Okay. What's the interest in this? Judith Negron, finally here. The president commuted the 35-year prison sentence of Judith Negron for her role in a $205 million Medicare fraud scheme. Oh, my gosh. Is this not an exhibition, friends, of who Donald Trump is? Is this not the mind and a revelation of who this guy is? Oh, my goodness. Did you hear anything about Judith? Absolutely not. Is this how you make America great again? Hey, friends over on YouTube right now, live chat, is this how you make America great again? I'm going to get to some more in just a moment here, okay? The president commuted the 35-year prison sentence of Judith Negron for her role in a $205 million Medicare fraud scheme, right? Negron, a minority owner of a mental health care company in Miami, Florida, was found guilty in 2011 on multiple counts of health care fraud and money laundering. Why would Donald Trump want to commute someone like this? Why would he want to commute someone's sentence like this, friends? Is this not telling? Oh, you know it's telling. You know it's telling. I want you to listen to this as well, because here comes the Donald Trump supporters and followers, listen to this. One lady had the audacity to post to my site, Dems are mad. Who are the Dems? I'm curious. Can you show me that in the Constitution? Oh, that's right, you can't. You're just another one of those foolish ones that has not figured out that you're caught up into a game that's unconstitutional. Oh, I know who you are. Yeah. Dems are mad at Trump today for abusing his pardon power. Now listen to this. This is how they try to justify Donald Trump. Total presidential pardons, sentences, and commutations. Carter had 566 pardons. Reagan had 406. George W. Bush had 77. Daddy Bush had 77. Forgive me, George W. Bush had 200. Obama, 1,927, and Trump, 26. And on this post, it says, by all means, educate me on the abuse of power. Folks, can we just say this together? Americans have no sense of justice whatsoever that guards our liberties. They're trying to justify one criminal over another criminal. So I responded with, then it must mean that Trump is a free hand and committing crimes in the same manner. I said, are you kidding me? See, what's scary about all of this, friends, is they're not kidding. They're dead serious. They actually act, friends. They actually act like what they say has some sort of legitimacy. I'm sorry. I mean, again, I'm befuddled. That's the word. I'm befuddled that people are this ignorant. I just wrote an article this morning calling out the current administration for its unconstitutional transgressions, according to his followers, worshipers. It's fake news. Yes. They are this brainwashed, friends. They are this brainwashed. I mean, some of his followers go so far as to say Jesus dies for you, Trump lives for you. I mean, is this insanity? Did you know that when we were in Tennessee last week, we seen Trump worshippers wearing T-shirts where Donald's face was on Mount Rushmore in the place of George Washington? And the name of the mountain changed to that of Mount Trumpmore. Is this again craziness? It is. There's no question about it. It's craziness. Another picture in Tennessee had Trump in the place of George Washington crossing over the Delaware River, and below it were the words Trump draining the swamp. Come on, draining the swamp? Really? Folks, give me a break. Even Donald Trump worshipers know that this isn't true. Look what's going on today. Folks, he's not prosecuting. He's letting them out of jail. He's not throwing them in jail. He's releasing them from jail. He's doing the opposite, again, of what he promised to do. Here, let me give you a couple more just to kind of intensify a righteous indignation if you have it within yourself, okay? These quotes and slogans are pretty tame to what we've seen when it comes to Trump followers and worshipers. We've seen posted, "In Trump We Trust." These are the people that call themselves the right. Another one was, "One Nation Under Trump." This is blasphemy, friends. "Trump's Giving." This is another one. "Re-Trumplicans." You just heard Rob Blagojevich right during the break say that he was a Trumpocrat. This is all idolatry. Oldest sin in the book, friends. Another one was, "Thank you, Lord Jesus, for Trump." Another one was, "Jesus died for you." This is a T-shirt. "Jesus died for you. Trump lives for you." If this doesn't offend any one of my hearers or every one of my hearers, you better put a check on your heart, which is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? God knows it, because all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. And what about this one? "Make the gospel great again." With a picture of Donald Trump at the front of the picture. "Make the gospel great again." And then it says right under Donald Trump, "The word became flesh," John 1:14. Folks, let me just say this, and I'm going to jump topics. This is daring the justice of God, is what it is. This is exactly what it is. It's daring the justice of God. And rest assured, Americans, we are at this very moment reaping the consequences. Read Galatians 6:7. We are in it today. You cannot make up the absolute ignorance that's taking place in this country on so many fronts. This is scary that people are this ignorant. And I just want to say in ending on this topic, it's interesting to note how all of these people that call themselves the good people, when Barack Hussein Obama was saying it and doing it, he was being condemned for it. And again, rightfully so. But Donald Trump is just as guilty. And of course, we all understand that they're both players in pushing forth the global agenda forward. But for them to suggest that Barack, when he did it, was wrong, but when their man does it, it's okay. And then what they do is they try to balance off the lesser of two evils. Why is America in trouble today? Well, let me remind you. John 19:15 tells us, first of all, when the Pharisees, the chief priests, the scribes, the doctors of the law, and the Herodians, Mark 8:15, we were warned of these people, which we see on the front and the horizon today in America. Keep in mind, they were the ones saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Jesus. But also keep in mind that they wanted a murderer in the place, saying, give us Barabbas, who is guilty of murder in the insurrection. As they said, deliver up Jesus, the innocent Lamb of God. It's the same thing happening today in America, friends. There is absolutely no difference. It's the same spirit. His followers are now, and his worshipers are now, justifying him releasing criminals rather than prosecuting the criminals in Washington, D.C. Remember what he said on the trail, the campaign trail, before becoming the president. He wanted to bring forth the rule of law. By the way, Barack Hussein Obama did the same thing. They all do the same thing. But he said he wanted to bring forth the rule of law back into Washington, and he was going to drain the swamp. He was going to bring forth the special prosecutor. And I told you, friends, every step of the way, that what they are doing and what this administration is doing is exactly the opposite of what he said he would do on the campaign trail. And it doesn't just apply to this. But now today we're finding out that he is freeing up, pardoning, giving clemency to political corruption concerning those that have been prosecuted. And if this again is not a revelation of who Donald Trump is, friends, again, I'm here to tell you, I can't help you. I can't help you. Folks, we're going to be talking about the dangers of following your favorite party over that of the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. Again, because that's what we're seeing today. And I'm going to take you through, I'm going to play some audio for you, and I'm going to have to fly through this, but it's just important that you get this information, because what's happening in America, and it's been happening in America for a long time, the American people, especially the 86% that profess to be Christians, have forsaken Christ and they have put man in his stead. And if you know anything about history, that's how countries are destroyed. Because this is a provocation of the Most High God. He will not tolerate this, nor should he tolerate this. But I am saying this, friends. The people in this country should all the well know better. Because for the information, light, and knowledge that we have, we should understand what it is that we should not do and what it is that we're okay to do before our God. You know, these are the same people saying, God bless America. Well, let me tell you something, namely to the righteous, though there be far and few between. God doesn't need a majority to prevail. He just needs a faithful people that will stand up on his behalf, that he might show himself strong on their behalf. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One day after being released from a prison in Colorado, former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is slamming prosecutors who brought the case against him.
From beginning to end, this was persecution masquerading as prosecution.
Blagojevich, speaking outside his Chicago home, also says that the criminal justice system is broken.
I hope now, looking to the future, that I can draw from my life experience and do something to try to fight to help people who've been wrongfully incarcerated or those who have been over-sentenced.
Today is the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Iwo Jima, and Vice President Mike Pence marked the occasion by going to the Marine Corps War Memorial and laying a wreath. And only 2 days after suffering what looked to be a very serious crash at the Daytona 500, Ryan Newman has been treated and released from a Florida hospital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I mean, wow. Wow. Folks, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, read this article. You're going to be appalled, calling out the current administration for its unconstitutional transgressions, according to his followers and worshipers, is fake news. You need to understand you are dealing with cunning and devising men. I mean, folks, you know that those behind the politicians and behind the useful idiots in the mainstream media are constantly scheming against the people. But again, it's simple. That's all we have to do is judge men by their fruit, and we're going to be okay. But men don't do that. Donald Trump worshipers and supporters, friends, they don't do that. They just take him at his word. They put him up as the standard. Okay? And according to Trump followers and worshipers, no longer is the word of God the standard. Now it's whatever the president says and does that is the standard. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let me tell you that, friends. I got to get to this. I really got to get to this. It's great information. The danger of following your favorite party over the word of God and the U.S. Constitution. Listen carefully. This will answer 1,000 questions you might have in your mind. Noah Webster, author of The Dictionary, 1828, said, "All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible." All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, and worshiping man, let me put it in there, friends, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Folks, many should consider that they have painted in their minds the positives of their favorite political candidates by the mainstream media. I gotta reiterate this, folks, because 94% of the American people say that they don't believe what the media has to say. It's funny. We see these propaganda hit pieces where the mainstream media comes out and they talk about how Buttigieg is way ahead of their favorite candidate in this particular situation, Donald Trump, by like 30 points. It's a fake poll. It's propaganda. And what they do is they get caught up into the game and they start to post, oh no, we're in trouble. What do we do now? It's propaganda. You just got done telling me you don't believe what the media says. Then when they post propaganda, you sit there and you get pulled right into the debate or the argument. Wow! How do you help people like that? How do you give them the answers they claim they're looking for? They're not willing to look any further than what they're told by the media that they don't believe in. Folks, there's a reason the Lord keeps pounding this drum. And I want to tell you why. Because I'm right. And I know I'm right. You know, you see these hit pieces about how Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton are voted the favorites across the globe. No, this is all cast. It's all about casting it into your teeth. It's propaganda. It's fake news. For those that say you don't believe what the media says, then shut the television off, because that's where all of your talking points are coming from. By the way, what I was just highlighting a couple minutes ago, all of Donald Trump supporters, rest assured, they say they don't believe the media, but that's exactly where they extract all of their talking points from, is from the media that they say they don't believe. That is the definition of hypocrisy, friends. That is. The dangers of following your favorite party over the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution is exactly what we're seeing in America today. This is the danger of overlooking the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. I had one girl tell me just today, she had said that her Christian friend said that no matter what, she's going to vote for Donald Trump and his administration. I told her, well, that's a lack of Christianity, because if she was a real Christian, she'd be standing against him. Romans 12:21, we're to overcome evil with good, which precedes Romans 13, by the way. By the way, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us live, go over to YouTube on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Love to hear from you. Pro or con, matters not. What's interesting, friends, is we're to avoid a two-party system. We highlight this quite a bit. We're to avoid a two-party system that is in place to divide the people. This we know, Mark 3:25. Did you know that President George Washington warned the alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge? Hello? Natural two-party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism, but this leads at length to more a formal of a permanent despotism. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual, and sooner or later the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty. It's exactly what you're seeing today. On the ruins of public liberty. Yep. On the ruins of public liberty. We all know what John Adams said. The Works of John Adams, Volume 9, page 9, 511. When he said, there's nothing which I dread so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leaders and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. But this is what's at play. It's being played out with a free hand on a daily basis as they continuously dummy down and desensitize the population into believing that what they are saying is actually according to the U.S. Constitution. What they are doing is actually in accordance with the U.S. Constitution. Again, nothing could be further from the truth. And I just highlighted during the last segment, friends, that Jesus said, take heed, pay careful attention to yourselves, to beware of believing the doctrines of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, and the leaven of Herod, poisoned doctrines of government. Mark 8:15, he warned us of this. Let me take you back a short period of time to that of President George W. Bush's administration. We tapped into this just a little bit the other day. But I want to share with you some vital points, friends. George W. Bush won the evangelical vote. I want you to listen to me carefully. George W. Bush won the evangelical vote in this country for merely saying this. This is all he had to say. When you accept Christ as your Savior, it changes your heart. It changes your life. And of course, Billy Graham, who's got a star in Hollywood, also helped him to the throne of the People's White House today. Unabashedly. That's all George W. Bush had to say. Nobody took the time to know who his daddy was. Nobody took the time to know who his grandpa was. In aiding and abetting Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, you can find it all over the web, friends. It's confirmed information. As a matter of fact, if you want to look at a quick decline of this country, look to George W. Bush Sr. That's when things started going a decrease majorly in the morale of this country in a major way. It's like someone just pulled the rug from us during his tenure. Look at his affiliations with the CIA. I don't want to go down that road, but my goodness, friends. Again, CIA whistleblowers and FBI whistleblowers, the good guys in those corrupt agencies, told the American people, if you want to see who belongs in jail, look to George W. Bush. They call him Evil Poppy, the most evil man alive. Well, guess what? He's paying the piper now, isn't he? Yes, he is. But let's go to his son, where he said, George W. Bush said, this is all he had to say, just like Donald Trump, just like Barack Hussein Obama, just like Bill Clinton. Friends, just tell the people what they want to hear. He said, when you accept Christ as your Savior, it changes your heart. It, he said, it changes your heart. It's not an it, sir, it's a he. Okay? He said, it changes your heart, it changes your life. Wow. And this is all he had to say, and the biblically and constitutional illiterates took the bait. And they said, well, he's a Christian. We need to get behind him. Without even weighing out the fruit as to how we're to judge. And I don't even know how many references I can make to the Word of God talking about how we're to judge them by what they do, their fruits, their works, so on and so forth. Read Hosea 4:6. When you get a moment. Now, the professed Christians and the conservatives of the day from that point on unreservedly gave him a free hand to do at will, George W. Bush, what it is that he wished to do. 1 John 2:4. And he did it. He totally did. Now, again, my listeners know this, but it's worthy of rehearsing this again so we can keep it within our minds and hearts as to what we're dealing with. So when it comes up again, we're going to be able to identify exactly what's going on. After September 11, 2001, do you remember when General Wesley Clark shared with an audience that wars were planned and that seven countries in the Middle East were to be taken down in 5 years? Just listen to this really quick. Go ahead.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the Joint Staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, "No." He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda?" He said, no. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments."
Listen to this, folks.
He said, "I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail."
That's exactly right. Folks, if there was not oil presence there, we wouldn't have our military there.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the dangers of following your favorite party over that of the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. I'm laying it out right now, line upon line, precept upon precept. Okay, what happens when you forsake the Word of God and the Constitution? Well, look at what's going on in America today. But what I'm doing is I'm taking the time to go back just to George W. Bush to show you the severity of what he did and how he did it, only to show you at the end of the day, he had to admit what he did, and it was all based on deceit. I want you to listen to this one, friends. I just played for you General Wesley Clark, who said, in essence, that they're going to take out seven countries in 5 years. This was back in 2001. He's talking about Iran, Afghanistan, Iraq, so on and so forth, Syria, and others. And then he goes on to say that there would be no military presence, our military presence in those countries, if it wasn't for oil preserves, if it wasn't for gold, if it wasn't for drugs like that in Afghanistan, friends. If you have not seen The Hornet's Nest, go ahead and take the time to check out that documentary about our military being over in Afghanistan, and you will see building after building filled with a poppy plant, friends. Drugs, okay? Just so you know what's going on, and they're using your boys to do it. But going back to George W. Bush, let me ask you the question. How did he sell the war to the American people? This happened right after the two towers fell. Iraq had nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing to do with our two towers falling. But he wanted to go after Iraq, so what did he do? He poisoned in the minds of the American people that we need to go deal with Saddam Hussein by selling it to the people that there was weapons of mass destruction. Listen to this.
I take the threat very seriously. I take the fact that he develops weapons of mass destruction very seriously.
Okay, so you heard George say that, okay?
I remember the fact.
This isn't out of context. Go ahead, we're going to go to the next video. This is how he sold it to the American people. You just heard him say it. That's not out of context. It's totally into context. But for the sake of time, we're going to go to the next video. Only to find out that after the war, that of George W. Bush's, and out of his own mouth, that there were no weapons of mass destruction. Go ahead and play the next one for me, would you, Judah?
You talked about how you fell to your stomach when you found out there were no weapons of mass destruction. Can you bring me to that moment? Did someone walk in and say, we've stopped looking, they're not
no,
there?
No,
no. How did that happen?
It just kind of was, it evolved. The fact that there wasn't weapons evolved. I mean, I was, you know, when we first got in there and started looking around and didn't find anything, that's
okay. So you heard him say, you heard both the reporter, the useful idiot there, and you also heard George W. Bush say, yeah, there was none. We didn't find any. This just kind of evolved. Really? It just kind of evolved. We didn't know what we were doing when we went in there and killed how many Iraqis? Innocent people, a majority of them young kids. Okay, but then what did we find out after that, friends? Well, we found out after he pushed weapons of mass destruction. Also, keep in mind, during this time, the Christian community, a lack thereof, okay, the Christians across America and the day's conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals, were all cheerleading George W. Bush to go after that of Saddam Hussein. I want you to remember that. It's the same thing happening today. Okay, what did we find out in between? We found out that Vice President Dick Cheney's company, Halliburton, they made $39.5 billion off of this contrived war. I didn't tell you that, folks, that there was weapons of mass destruction. George W. Bush did. I didn't tell you that that we found out later that there was no weapons of mass destruction. George W. Bush did. But what people need to pay attention to is they need to peel back the onion and pull back the curtain to understand what's really going on. Because you need to remember, friends, that it wasn't their kids dying. It wasn't them going to war. No, it was them making billions of dollars off the ignorance of those that call themselves Christians and conservatives in America. Okay? Now, you try to bring this up to Christians and conservatives today, guess what? They don't want you to talk about it. Folks, they're not even ashamed. They're not even ashamed. Now, to my most important point, does it not confound and astonish you that it took someone from a foreign country to call out the administration and for the war for what it was? I played this for you last week, and I'm going to play it for you again. I want you to remember, friends, that in America, it was the said Christians and the conservatives of the day that were cheerleading George W. Bush to go in even so far as to send their own children to go in the military to fight an unconstitutional war that was not proven concerning weapons of mass destruction. You just heard this from General Wesley Clark. You just heard this from George W. Bush. You've seen how he sold it to the American people, and then you can also hear him coming to terms, because he had two friends, that there was no weapons of mass destruction, only to find out in between all of that, that Halliburton, Dick Cheney's company, made $39.5 billion off the contrived war. Now, how many times have the American people been told about war? It's the bankers that fund the wars, it's the bankers that create the wars, and it's the bankers that are making the money off the wars. And who pays the price to keep their wars alive? The ignorant populations, friends. That's really what it comes down to. Now, this is my point again. I want you to listen carefully to how it was that a foreigner had to come into the United States of America and call the administration and the war for what it was. Because it was not someone from within the administration during the Bush administration that came out and confessed to the crimes committed against innocent people. I want you to listen to this. I might run out of time, but I also want you to understand that I'm highlighting right now the dangers of following your favorite party, which is unconstitutional, over that of the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. Listen to this man confront your government. Listen carefully.
It's a proven fact that these forged documents existed and were being circulated
forged documents
amongst right-wing newspapers in Baghdad and around the world in the immediate aftermath of the fall of the Iraqi regime. Now, Senator, I gave my heart and soul to oppose the policy that you promoted. I gave my political life's blood to try to stop the mass killing of Iraqis by the sanctions on Iraq, which killed 1 million Iraqis, most of them children. Most of them died before they even knew that they were Iraqis, but they died for no other reason other than that they were Iraqis, with the misfortune to be born at that time. I gave my heart and soul to stop you committing the disaster that you did commit in invading Iraq. And I told the world that your case for the war was a pack of lies.
Mm-hmm.
I told the world that Iraq, contrary to your claims, did not have weapons of mass destruction. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to Al-Qaeda. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to the atrocity on 9/11/2001. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that the Iraqi people would resist a British and American invasion of their country, and that the fall of Baghdad would not be the beginning of the end, but merely the end of the beginning. Senator, in everything I said about Iraq, I turned out to be right, and you turned out to be wrong. And 100,000 people have paid with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
1,600 of them American soldiers sent to their deaths on a pack of lies. 15,000 of them wounded, many of them disabled forever, on a pack of lies. If the world had listened to Kofi Annan, whose dismissal you demanded, if the world had listened to President Chirac, who you want to paint as some kind of corrupt traitor, if the world had listened to me and the anti-war movement in Britain, we would not be in the disaster that we're in today. Senator, this is the mother of all smokescreens. You are trying to divert attention from the crimes that you supported, from the theft of billions of dollars of Iraq's wealth. Have a look at the real oil for food scandal. Have a look at the 14 months you were in charge of Baghdad, the first 14 months, when $8.8 billion of Iraq's wealth went missing on your watch. Have a look at Halliburton and the other American corporations that stole not only Iraq's money, but the money of the American taxpayer. Have a look at the oil that you didn't even meter, that you were shipping out of the country and selling, the proceeds of which went who knows where. Have a look at the $800 million you gave to American military commanders to hand out around the country without even counting it or weighing it. Have a look at the real scandal breaking in the newspapers today, revealed in the earlier testimony in this committee, that the biggest sanctions busters were not me or Russian politicians or French politicians. The real sanctions busters were your own companies with the connivance of your own government.
George Galloway, former British Parliament member. Friends, I got to ask you a question in ending. Where were the professed Christians and conservatives during that period? They were all praising and worshiping President George W. Bush the same way that we're seeing history repeated today concerning the present administration. Wake up. Get to the Word of God.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.